Why the topic of Black History Month? Why did you pick the topic for the debate?
I think there is a growing African diaspora in Belgium and a second generation growing up and questioning their identity and questioning also the national narrative about African histories, to also address historical not only issues but at the same time also display role models, display the diversity of communities living here and the contribution of those communities in the development of this country. And I think that Black History Month as a concept is an ideal platform to have a conversation that is often too tense, that is often not nuanced. And I think that in the long term, this Black History Month concept could be really a nice platform that that can help and soften not only the discourse, but also address the real issues, point out the problems and try to find solutions that benefits everybody. Africans have been present here now since the 50s, but nobody seems to know what they have been doing here, what they achieved here, who is who could be used as a role model. And the Black History Month can be a platform to display those figures.
Well, do you think that this is then, like, a Black History Month is the beginning to having this dialogue all the time? Do you think this is the answer to lead to that year-round dialogue? Because that's a lot of the arguments against it, is that it's just 1 month out of the year.
Yes,
so what do you kind of say to when someone says that?
Hello, my name is Ayoko Mensa. I'm an advisor for the Africa Desk at Beaux-Arts. It's a lot to do because, for example, for the history, you know, on slavery, on colonization, nothing is really taught, you know, during the curriculum. So to say we are not going to set a month, because no, the month will just allow to launch, you know, this debate, and then it will be like a dissemination, you know, of the subject. Because now, just we are almost nowhere, you know. So it will be just a way to start, really, to claim for more visibility, and so yes, we've got really, I think, a responsibility also for this. The title, the world title, is "No Justice, No Peace: New Forms of Black Protest," and it's really on, you know, the new black protest movement, like Black Lives Matter, but not only. For example, you know, also the movement "Hands Up, Don't Shoot." You know, and the idea is just to see, you know, how this movement really face all these issues, and what also are their specificities, you know, compared to, you know, the movement during the civil rights, you know, period. So it's not exactly the same movement, you know. The world changed, and now, for example, you know, all the social media, you know, the role of the social media in this new movement is so important, and also the role of the women.
I think that the aim also is to reduce any kind of inequality, any kind of discrimination that reduces the rights of one citizen against another one, for his beliefs, for his colors, for the origin, for the geography, for where you come from, by example, migration. So I think it's interesting to see, to make the comparison also with the civil rights movement, because the biggest achievement of the civil rights movement was the Civil Rights Act. And the Civil Rights Act in the US, if you look at it good, was not only good for black people, but for all minorities. And was not only good for all minorities, but also for LGBT communities, for women, and for other. So you see, a struggle that was first identified as a black struggle ended to be a solution for everybody. No justice, no peace. It's interesting to learn, okay, why that slogan? Why call it "No Justice, No Peace"? Reflect on that. And how do activists of organization address it? And how is the conversation between institutions and those movements? What did they really achieve? What did they not achieve? You know what I mean? And how do we have to pursue the conversation? And to think about which are the best practices. How can we learn from each other? How can we grow out of this? Of What did we not learn? What did we do wrong, you know?